Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Karen, what story do you have today?
This is a story from Francesca Lechner.
So this was all right as about Hurricane Dorian was going to happen. It was when it was hitting the Bahamas really hard and we thought it was going to come here to Florida. So me and my mom decided to drive my car to FAU parking garage just in case anything happened, at least one of our cars would be safe. We were on our way. We live in Deerfield, so we were driving on Hillsboro, and I was driving my car, my mom was behind me in her car, and we were at this four-way intersection, and all of a sudden, I'm at this red light, and I see this dog, this little tiny dog running across the street, like through cars. I was shocked I didn't see her get hit. So I immediately jumped out of my car. I pulled over really quick more to the side of the road, and I jumped out of my car. I'm obsessed with dogs. I've had a dog my whole life. I've always had animals, and I'm just a big animal lover. So I see this cute little dog, and I just immediately jump out of my car, and my mom's watching me, and I'm just running around trying to get her. So it was like, it feels like it was like in a movie, because she was running through the cars. So she went behind this building, and I was chasing her. I was running after her. I didn't want her to get hit. So I'm behind this building. I'm trying to approach her, and she was super skittish, super scared. And I kept trying to approach her, and she'd run away from me. So eventually, after I don't even know how long it was, because it was such a blur, eventually I got her. I picked her up. She let me pick her up after I slowly approached her, and my mom somehow just knew where I was, because I wasn't where my car was anymore. I was behind some building, like a block or two away. And somehow she just, I guess she was following me, I don't know. And I jumped in her car, and we were like, what do we do? Because this dog was like skin and bone, so tiny. Clearly she was either homeless, or if she did run away from a home, she was being abused, like badly. So we brought her back to my house, and we were only luckily like down the road, like 2 minutes away. So we bring her back to the house. We gave her a bath because she was just covered in dirt and mud. It was raining out. It was really gross out, windy. And we gave her a bath, and we were just like, what do we do now? Because everything was closed because of the hurricane that everyone thought was coming. So we were sitting here, and like, I was just sitting with this dog for 2 days straight, and I just fell in love with her. She was so scared of everything, but she didn't leave my side. Because I rescued her. I literally saved her life. So she wouldn't leave me. And like, I just feel like I just fell in love with her instantly. So I told my mom, I was like, I have to keep this dog. So when everything opened back up, we took her to the vet a couple days later, and she didn't have a microchip in her or anything. Like, she wasn't anyone's pet. So I decided to keep her. So when we got to the vet, she was severely underweight. You could literally see her bones popping out, like her ribs. Like, she was clearly very abused, because her nose was all like gashed up and everything. It was really sad. So I nursed her back to health. I still have her to this day. She is healthy and doing well.
Francesca Lechner, a story about finding a dog.
Saving this dog's life, and I would say not just once, but twice. I mean, in any case, this dog would have been in bad shape, but before a hurricane is really something.
It really takes a special person to get out of a car in traffic to save a puppy.
Especially when you consider that this is a nerve-wracking time. One of the things I love about this story is that it is a quintessential South Florida story. We all know what it's like in those hours and days gearing up for a hurricane and how crazy people get. It is rare for somebody to be paying attention to a stranger, and this dog was, after all, a stranger.
I was in a car with a friend once, and this friend saw a stray dog, wasn't a puppy, but she was so concerned that she got out of the car, and I thought she was crazy. And, you know, there's a lot of people who passed that puppy on the road and didn't stop.
there are so many things that go through your head when you see something like that. It'll be more dangerous to stop. There's just so many things that have to think about and make a decision in a second, in a heartbeat. There's something else I wanted to mention with this story, though, Michael. What very, very famous book and even more famous movie do you think of when you think of a little dog running through the wind and having somebody trying to catch it?
I don't know, Karen.
The Wizard of Oz. When Dorothy is running to get Toto, and there's a tornado coming, and the wind is all over the place. This just seemed like such an iconic scene to me that I just saw The Wizard of Oz all over again, and it made me think. We talk so often about the patterns, the archetypes that are repeated in stories, and of course The Wizard of Oz is not a folk tale, and neither is Francesca's story, but that doesn't mean that the same patterns aren't repeated in real life and in people's imagination. And I just wonder if there are a lot of stories out there, I don't know any others offhand, of people saving animals from a terrible storm.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they would like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneil, that's C, N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information, as well as archived stories at wlrn.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next week.